Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear two food science students called Rosie and Colin discussing their project on the production and use of palm oil. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
OK, Colin. So let's check how far we've got with our food sciences project on palm oil and how it's becoming a major ingredient in a whole range of consumer goods. I'm glad we chose that topic. I found lots of articles about it. We'd never have thought of it if we hadn't seen it being used when we went to that biscuit factory.
Yes, we did have that lecture earlier on about corn syrup and how it's now used as an ingredient in all sorts of food products, but he never mentioned palm oil.
And yet it's used so widely.
Yes. There was a pie chart I found that shows that about 70% of it's used in food products like pizzas.
And even ice cream.
That's right. But it's also used in washing powder and detergents, which I hadn't realized.
Me neither. But I knew it was in things like face cream and toothpaste.
Did you? I didn't.
But I think we should focus on why the use of palm oil has suddenly rocketed, because in the past it was much less popular than oils from other plants, like olive oil and sunflower oil. But I'm not sure why that was.
I think it's because of the palm oil fruits. They grow in these big, spiny bunches on the palm tree, and once they've been cut down, the oil has to be extracted from them straight away if it's to be any good. And in the past, there wasn't the infrastructure for farmers to get the fruit to the processing plant in time. But now, all that's changed.
Did you read that article by John Harper about the spread of oil palm plantations?
No.
He was saying that now whole areas have been opened up with big roads so trucks can transport the fruits from the farmers to the processing plants and then take the oil away. And these processing plants belong to big multinationals who buy the fruits from the farmers. So this is good for the farmers, but it means that they're using more and more land to grow oil palms on. And to get this land, some of them are destroying primary forest, which is against the law, as it's an important habitat for wildlife.
So why doesn't the government stop them?
I think these areas are so remote, it's hard to control them.
Right.
But there are still lots of farmers on low incomes cultivating oil palm on small-scale plantations who have to sell their products to the big companies. And they probably don't know much about marketing techniques.
Exactly. Of course, one problem is that even for quite small-scale cultivation, they're using massive amounts of chemicals to boost productivity and kill pests. And they don't really understand what the long-term effects are. But a worse threat is that the owners of the big processing plants don't always bother to keep track of the source of the palm oil they produce. What's sent on to suppliers around the world is a mixture of oils from different places. And that can cause all sorts of risks.
Yeah. Anyway, it looks as if we've got plenty to say about the problems. I haven't come across much on what ordinary people think about palm oil, or whether they worry about the problems associated with it.
I don't think they do. But it'd be interesting to consider alternatives. I don't know much about coconut oil, for example.
Me neither. Let's look into that. And we could look at how palm oil could be processed more effectively.
Might be hard to find much on that.
Okay.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
I was thinking we could maybe include a historical overview to show how the cultivation of palm oil developed. It was quite unimportant in the early 1900s, wasn't it?
Yeah. It originally grew in Africa, and it was taken to Southeast Asia by colonists from Europe, but it was only grown on a small scale. It was just consumed by people living close by.
I read that at the time, people were still mostly consuming animal fats, which were widely available then, as well as other plant oils.
But by the 1920s, they developed technology that could process the oil more effectively so that the stuff that gave it its taste was removed.
Why would they want to do that?
Apparently, it's pretty nasty. So instead, they had this very bland oil that could be used for almost anything. Then, in the 1950s, botanists made several breakthroughs in the breeding of oil palm trees. So that made the plantations more productive and lowered the cost of producing palm oil.
Wasn't that around the time they introduced hydrogenated fats too?
I'm not sure. Do we need to mention them?
I think so. It's all to do with how the food industry developed then, with much more packaged foods and ready-made foods. And this meant that better methods had to be found for preserving these foods, and hydrogenated fats were effective in doing this.
So, hydrogenated fats are the same as trans fats?
Yes. But in the 1980s and 1990s, people started to find out that they were a threat to health, and a lot of places banned their use.
So that's what led to this sudden increase in demand for palm oil.
That's right. Now, shall we start with the...
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.